you're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. BetMGM Ambassador Chris Chelios joins us now. BetMGM, the king of sportsbook. And Chris joins us on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. So, Chris, legend has it that the first man to ever take the stage was known as Thespis back in ancient Greece. And that is, of course, your lineage, so it's no surprise to learn you are a thespian?
I'm not quite sure.
You're an actor, my friend.
No, I'm not an actor, no. I've done the odd cameo, but by no means am I an actor. But it was fun.
Where were you Wednesday?
Wednesday, I was in New Jersey shooting a little cameo for Happy Gilmore 2. Ordinarily, at my age, I'm over the sitting around a set for 7 hours and, you know, just it's long and tedious and I just didn't enjoy it back in the day. So, but this one was, I couldn't pass it up. Got to meet some funny guys, Jonathan Lugren. You know, all those guys that Sandler's had in his movies for the past 20 years. Our scenes actually with that Nick Swardson, you know, that stand-up comic guy. He was actually really funny, but it was fun, though. The whole crew was great. We started 6:30 in the morning, which wasn't great, but I wouldn't pass it up. There's going to be a lot of guys doing cameos in this. You'll see. It's going to be great.
Were you in Happy Gilmore 1?
I was not. No. So I remember on this.
Bob Barker was in that movie, as I recall, the late Bob Barker.
What a scene.
That was the funniest. I told David, I was on an airplane, and that scene came on, and like I didn't realize I had disturbed everyone on the flight because I laughed so hard because I had headphones on. God, that was a funny scene.
Yeah, who would ever thought Bob Barker would, you know, get in a movie like that and have a scene like that? But it was great.
Can you tell us anything about your role and what the scene was like and what they had you do? What were you doing in this Happy Gilmore 2 scene?
Well, I got no lines, and I'm just standing there with that kid, Nick Swardson, and basically we stand there next to Nick and just look mean. We're goons, henchmen. go figure, right?
So, go figure.
That is hardly typecasting.
Yeah, so it wasn't much acting. Sean Avery was the other goon or henchman that was with me. So,
Sean Avery, it's great.
Yeah, lots of laughs. Yeah, lots of laughs, trust me.
Good stuff.
So Chris, we can talk some hockey. Hockey season is just getting going. We've had a couple of preseason games so far for the Blackhawks. They are allowing a lot of goals. And I just wonder, I saw Krejcinski was sent back to Rockford. Does it just take longer for defensemen in the NHL? Because they have invested in some young defensemen, but I don't know that we're seeing that payoff yet.
Yeah, well, it didn't take me longer, so I'm just judging by my experience. You know, on a weaker team, obviously the Hawks struggled last year, a young team, young on the back end for sure, other than Seth Jones, and now they added Martinez, which is a great addition. But, you know, it just sometimes it takes time. Krejcinski can skate. He's got size. He doesn't get pushed around. He's just got to learn to play the game. And it's going to be interesting, you know, on that back end. Martinez should help them. I think Vlasic's going to take a big step this year. He's a really good defenseman. But again, your question is, yes, it does take a little longer for defensemen to develop. You'll find them, a lot of guys that, you know, go to college have that opportunity to practice, you know, 3-4 days a week and actually learn the position. So, you know, hopefully that's the case. He'll get some confidence down in Rockford and come back up and be a top four guy for the Hawks.
Yeah, you know, Chelly, I looked at that decision as kind of surprising, but then Frankie Nazer goes to Rockford. I think Landon Slager already there. And to me, it speaks to just how active and aggressive the Hawks were in the offseason, getting veterans who are taking up those spots that used to be taken up by prospects. And maybe that says that even though they haven't had a great preseason so far, they're going to be a little more competitive because they have that kind of experience.
Yeah, no question. Don't judge, you know, exhibition. I've never judged exhibition. You want to get some confidence and get a little bit of momentum, you know, coming into the season. But again, I think last year was unacceptable with the way things went and the signings of Bertuzzi, Martinez, Teravainen. That just shows that they want to speed up this rebuild, and they added some really good players, and hopefully that'll rub off on these young kids. Foligno's the captain now. I think that was a great choice. He's kind of a vocal guy and a stand-up guy. So, I'm expecting them to be way more competitive. But at the end of the day, they've got to be committed to playing better defensively.
All right, Chris, the Bears play Sunday at Soldier Field against the Carolina Panthers. I'm guessing you like the Bears in the game, but it's just a guess.
I love the Bears. I don't know who's going to play for the Panthers, and maybe Dalton, or I'm not sure Hubbard's playing. But, they've got some momentum, you know, and we'll go to Caleb Williams first of all. He has gotten better every game from the first half to the second half. He's got better. So he's up to a 6 on my radar from a 5 so far. But, I'm counting on the Bears to win this game. I think they're giving away 4. But, Bears all the way this week.
Great stuff, Chris. Thanks, buddy. Thanks. Catching up with you.
Have a great weekend.
Okay, guys. Thank you. You too.
That's Chris Chelios. Can't wait to see that movie now.
Yeah, looking forward to that.
Just
you can stand there and glare.
Standing there. That just, is hysterical.
Looking mean next to Sean Avery. Hawks back in action tonight. They play the Minnesota Wild in another preseason game. They have yet to win in preseason.
And they've been giving up like massive amounts. Like
they gave up
goals?
7 last time. Yeah, they've given up
5 the time before, maybe?
Actually, 16 goals in 4 games. So they're giving up 4 a game.
Well,
that's not great.
It's not as bad as I thought.
Minnesota Wild tonight. And Chelly getting in the hockey spirit, have some good thoughts. His daughter, Kaylee Chelios, part of the new Chicago Sports Network. Tremendous job along with Pat Boyle. That's going to be fun because she is very, very good at what she does.
I've been given a blow-by-blow of how to hook up an antenna, how to get an antenna. Now you told me, during the last break, I told you I was heading out to get my antenna, and you told me you better move quick because they're now apparently selling out. David, knowing this was coming, invested in antennas.
Yeah, you want me to give you a spare one?
The price. I'm really looking forward to getting myself all set up, maybe by tonight's game. Sounds good to
me. That'd be great.
Yep, I'll be watching. All right, we've got so much to get to. Listen, last night was a great sports night, a wonderful sports night. Maybe we'll revisit that when we come back.
Good idea.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to score.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.